Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Reish Dalid Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are going to start and Mirtzo Hashem finish Simen Shin Nun Beis, which deals with Hakori B'Sefer V'Nisgalgel Mirshus L'Rishus. If a person's reading a book, their books were in the shape of like scrolls, imagine like a Megillah or like our Torah scrolls, and if it would roll out of your hand on one side and went into a different Rishus, are you allowed to pull it back? The Mechaber starts in Sif Aleph. Hakori b'sefer, if a person reads from a book, and the Mishneh Berurah tells us over here in Sif Katan Aleph, kol hasvarim shalahen asuyim b'gilayon k'sefer Torah shalanu. All of their books were written in a scroll-like formation similar to our Sifrei Torah, so you can let it, so to say, roll out of your hand while you're still rolling onto it and open up. So if a person is reading this book, and he's sitting al ha'skupa, he's in his threshold, which is a Rishus HaYochid, as the Mishneh Berurah tells us in Sif Katan Beis. Hainu afilu ha'isa Rishus HaYochid. This is talking about where it's talking that it could be a Rishus HaYochid. Kigon, for example, she gavoa asora tvachim, v'rochav arboa tvachim. It is surrounded by walls that are 10 tvachim tall, and it is a dimension of 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. And therefore, in front of this ha'skupa, where the sefer, the scroll that you're going to be reading, is going to roll out to, and in front of it is the Rishus HaRabim, as the Mechaber is going to tell us. And I might have thought the Nigzor that we should make a gzer over here, that you shouldn't be allowed to go and retract, pull back through the rolling, the pages that have gone outside the domain that you're in, the Askupa, the Rishus HaYochid, because Mishum Dilma Nofal Miyoto Kulo, because you may come then to drop it over here from the part that you're holding, and then all of it will be in the other rishus. V'ase gam kin lasu yitzlo, and you may come to pull it back to you. That wouldn't be allowed. The shom ikochi of chatzis was there. That would be a real issa daraisa, bringing from the rishus harabim in front of you back into your rishus hayochid. Nevertheless, the rabbis did not make such a gzer over here. Kamash malon, the lo gazrinon bazer. The rabbis didn't institute a gzer over here. Mishum bizoyum kisvei hakodesh, because this could lead to desecration of these holy works that are going to be lying there disheveled if you can't pull them back. So therefore, the rabbis didn't institute additional prohibitions over here. They let the basic din stay, and this way you'll ensure the proper treatment of these holy items. And the Mishneh Berurah continues. So, after Mavor Besif Beis, even though we're going to learn momentarily, that the halacha is different if you're standing on a rooftop, and beneath you is the Rishus HaRabim, and then, in that situation where the book, the scroll, rolls down and some of it's lying on the ground, the also logo lets low, Mishum Gzerizu, they did make a Gzer in exactly that situation. So, why did they make it over there and they didn't make it over here? So, the Gemara says, here, this is a very public area, even though it's Rishus HaYochid, and people are going to walk in this Rishus HaYochid much more frequently. And therefore, as we'll see in the Ramal, Kimavur Ba'agah, therefore, V'ikor Bizoyon Tvei L'Kisvei HaKodesh L'Kachei Kelu. So here in this situation, they felt it's not appropriate to make a rabbinical Gezerah that could lead to desecration of Kisvei Kodesh, as opposed to over there on the rooftop, there is no concern of desecration, so therefore, the rabbis instituted a prohibition over there. And Mitzvah Shem, as we read more of the Ramal and the Mechaber, we will see this unfold. So now let's get back. We really haven't started really reading. So we're talking here. Hakori b'sefer al eskupa. A person's in his Rishus HaYochid on the eskupa, and he's holding this scroll. V'nisgalgal rosh ha'echad mehasefer miyodo. And one end rolls out of his hand. V'nishar rosh ha'sheni miyodo. And he's still holding on to the other hand. So you have the end of one part of the scroll in the Rishus HaRabim, and he's holding on to the other end of the scroll here in the Rishus HaYochid. You are permitted. No restriction. Golulo etzlo. You're allowed to roll the scroll back so the part that's in the Rishus HaRabim will be pulled towards you. Afilu niskalgel chutz li'arba amos, even if it's going to be more than 4 amos away from you, so therefore you'd be concerned that maybe you're moving this 4 amos in the Rishus HaRabim, it's not a problem. And this is true, afilu b'Rishus HaRabim, this is true even in the case that the area outside is Rishus HaRabim, v'yaskupa b'Rishus HaYochid. Even in the worst case scenario, that you're holding one end of the scroll in Rishus HaYochid, and the scroll, the other end, is in the Rishus HaRabim. We are allowing you to go and retract and roll this back. There is no issa d'oraisa over here, and the rabbis didn't institute a prohibition. Mishum bizoyon kisvei hakodesh hitiru, in order not to let this get desecrated. Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Gimel explains. Rotsa lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here. V'noach al aretz, the other end of the scroll is resting on the ground over here. Because if it hasn't hit the ground, then lo domi klal nefila, then it's not considered as if it fell out of your hand, so to say, v'leko lemigzar mishum nefila, and then there is no concern whatsoever over here, and you'd be allowed to roll it back in all situations. Sivkot and Dalit, Afilu Niskagel, even if it has in fact rolled more than Dalit Amos away. In that situation, Gamkein, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mutu Liglo HaSefer, so you can still pull and roll the Sefer back towards you. Velo Chayshinan, and we aren't concerned over here, Dilma Osi Lakuli Lasuya Arba Amos, that you may come to be lenient and carry Dalit Amos in the Shusar Abim. Afil Hechel Dinofa Kula Miyado, Dikri Sur De Raisa. The rabbis didn't institute a prohibition over here, even for the concern that if it fell totally from your hand and you pulled it back, then you would be over in Issah Deraisa. Nevertheless, as long as you're still holding on to it over here, the rabbis did not institute any such gezerah. And this is true even when it's a Rishus HaRabim in front of you. Sivkot and Hey, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'davka Hechel Detzad Echot Ogdo B'yodo. And as I just pointed out, you have to be holding on to what the other end. Ha im nafal gam rosha sheni laretz, but if the other end fell from your hand, afilu hechel de nafal lekarmelis, even if it fell into the karmelis, it didn't fall into Rishus HaRabim, gam kin also lasu yetzel, then you're not allowed to pull it back. Lo yitiru b'zeh mishum b'zoyin kisvei HaKodesh, and the rabbis didn't allow this over here because of b'zoyin kisvei HaKodesh, they did institute a prohibition in this situation, as wrote down by the Bach and the Magen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav explains that you're standing in the Rishus HaYochid, even in the worst case scenario, Tzorech Lomar Rishus HaYochid, not Bir Rishus HaYochid, the Yiskupa is Rishus HaYochid. Sivkot and Zayin, and the reason the rabbis allowed this and didn't institute a prohibition is because of Bizoyin Kitzvei HaKodesh. So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Zayin, the Midaraisa im Zorak Dover Rishus HaRabim, Virosh Hasheni Biyodo. Because Midaraisa, if you were to throw something that has a string attached to it, for example, from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, Mutur Lahavio Etzlo, you would be allowed to return it to yourself. The Ein Kananoch, it's not called that it has rested in the Rishus HaRabim, Kiven Shirosh Hasheni Biyodo, since the other end is still in your hand, V'yocho Lovio Etzlo, and you could retract it and pull it back. And therefore, Vimkein B'meh Shemoshcho U'magbiyo Min Oretz Lo Nechshav Akira. And therefore, in this situation, that which you picked it up from the ground is not considered over here an Akira when you're retracting it. Ela the Rabbanon Gazu, but the rabbis did institute a gzeira over here, Shelo Yavo Lahakya, that you shouldn't come to be leaning over here, Afil Hechel Dinofal Lagamri, because it fell out your hand entirely. We are gozer over here, V'achem Yishun Bizarin Hitiru. But only in the situation of Kisvei HaKodesh over here, the rabbis didn't institute the gzeira as long as you're holding on to the other end. And the Ramah adds over here, Hagah, the Rabbim Darsi Al-Skupa, the reason why the rabbis were lenient over here and didn't institute the prohibition, as we pointed out, they are going to institute it on the roof. They didn't institute it over here in the case of the Skupa, is because many people walk in this area, even though it's Rishus HaYochid. As the Mishnah Berurah says, V'ikor Bizoyin Tvei in Sivkot and Ches, there is more likelihood over here that you will go and cause a desecration over here of the scroll. Ramah continues and he writes, V'davka Kisvei HaKodesh. Therefore, this is only not a gzeira over here in regards to Kisvei HaKodesh. Avol b'shar dvarim osur. But if this was some other non-holy book or some other item over here, then you would in fact have an institution of a rabbinical prohibition over here. It would be forbidden to roll it back. Afilu no noflu el lakamas. And this would be true, even if it fell into a kamas, not a Rishus HaRabim, the rabbis instituted over here a prohibition. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tes, Hainu nami afilu kishirosho echo nisha biyodo osur lavi etzlo. Even, let's say you have another book, not a Torah book, or some other item. So even if you're still holding on to it, the rabbis did institute a prohibition in that situation because there's no concern of Bizoyin Kisvei HaKodesh, they are in Kisvei HaKodesh. And this would be true even if it went into a karmelis. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nyud explains the Tam, the reasoning is, the Gam Bazeh Gazrin, and here the rabbis also instituted a gzeira, Shema Yipo Legamri Al Oretz, because if you drop it totally from your hand, Bafilu Hachi, Yivyenu Etzlo, you may come to still pull it back, so therefore they don't let you pull it back even when it's still in your hand, when it's not dealing with the question of Bizoyin Kisvei HaKodesh. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Vada, you should know, Sheish Kam Achron Shemekilim Bazeh, there are others that disagree with this. If you look in Os Hey, in the Shaar HaTzion, he has a whole discussion about this. Mikol Makom, nevertheless, Nira de Rishus HaRabim Shalonu Ein LaHakel, but we should not be lenient with our Rishus HaRabim. Kama Poskim Sovrim the Gam Etzlinu Yesh Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, because it's not so clear that our Rishus HaRabim aren't the real Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. In fact, we've had this discussion many times already. There are Poskim to say that our Rishus HaRabim today are true Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. Ukidel Basim and Shimon Hei Siv Zayim, where this discussion was held. Therefore, even in this situation, the Mechaber and the Ramah Poskim, that you cannot go and bring it back if it drops totally from your hands, even if it dropped into a karmelis. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Hayakori Bo, if a person is reading from this scroll, this book, Al Hagag, on a rooftop, which is Rishus HaYochid, V'nizgal Gel Rosho Echa Miyodo, and one end falls out of your hand, the scroll rolls down, Achelo Higia Le'asar Tfachim HaTachtonim HaKrovim La'aretz. As long as it's not within 10 Tfachim of the ground, so if it's above 10 Tfachim of the ground, so above 10 Tfachim from the ground, it's not called a Rishus HaRabim, it is called a Mokum Tur. And therefore, you're allowed to go and roll it back towards you. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yud Aleph, it's on the rooftop. Myri begak shehu rishus hayochid. We're talking here that the rooftop is rishus hayochid, and in front of you, hayu lefanav rishus harabim. You have the rishus harabim on the ground area below the roof. Achein, however, kol shelo higiyah la'asara tefachim atachtonim. As long as it hasn't reached to within 10 tefachim of the ground in the rishus harabim airspace, have a ha'avir makom tur. The area there is called a makom tur, as I pointed out above 10 tefachim, and therefore achein go lo atzlo. Therefore, you'll have to pull it back. Absolutely no restriction is necessary to be made. There is no potential isser over here. Sivkot yud beis, you're allowed to go lo atzlo. The Shmuel says, "Va'afilu imhoya kos alabayis mishupa v'noch olav." And this would be true even if the roof was slanty and the scroll was, so to say, resting on the slanted roof as it's rolling down from your hand into the area above the Rishus HaRabim. And you can see a diagram of this on the next page in Dirshu footnote number 3. Or alternatively, Oshoyah noch shom agabiziz, or if it landed on some sort of a projection. In both of these situations, Bein Shoyah ziz rochav arbo, even if the ziz was a separate Rishus itself because it was 4x4 wide, 4x4 tefachim wide, or Bein Shaloyah arbo, or if it wasn't 4x4 wide, either way, it's not called Rishus HaRabim, there's no problem for you retracting this scroll over here. Uchol zeh, in this situation, mutu l'kuliyama, you're allowed to, according to everybody, pull it back, apilu b'shar dvarim she'enu kisim kodesh, and this would be true even for non-Torah scrolls, even for secular items or non-book items that had rolled out of your hand. For example, kigon shab yodo sodin, you had some sort of a kerchief in your hand, miniskalgo rosh echem yodo, and it unraveled, and part of it rolled over here on the slanty roof into the area above the Rishus HaRabim. The lamala miyasara tefachim, if it's more than 10 tefachim high, ain shum chashash bishum Rishus HaRabim, then it's not called Rishus HaRabim, and you're allowed to go and retract it. However, the Mechaber continues and he says, but if this scroll or item does fall within the 10 tefachim airspace above the Rishus HaRabim, it rolled that far in that situation. So if you have the slanty roof, like we said, you can see the diagram in the issue footnote number 3. So then the inyan shenochalov, and it's, so to say, resting on the slanty wall roof, so then also legolo atzlo, then you wouldn't be allowed to go and return the scroll, roll up the scroll or the item back towards you. What about the bizoyin? So you turn it over and you don't have the print side facing outwards, you have the print side facing towards the wall, and this way there'll be less of a bizoyin that it's open in disgrace. However, but if the wall over here is not a slanty wall, it's a straight down normal wall, like you can see in Dirshu footnote number 4 in the diagram over there, so then, as long as it hasn't actually hit the ground, the Mechaber holds, then you're allowed to go and bring it back, even over here if it's within 10 tefachim of the ground. We'll see there are others disagree, and certainly if it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, we'll see that there's a machlokas. Now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel. Im ha-kosel mishupa, if we're dealing with the diagram in Dirshu foot number 3, a slanty wall slash roof, so rotz lomar, does heavy kemunach rosh echod alaris. In that situation, we view this slanty wall roof as if it is considered lying and resting on the ground. And therefore, Al Kain, in this situation, im nakel bazeh, if we were lenient over here and allowed you to roll it back, there is a concern, yesh chashash, shema yipo kulubiyado, if it were to totally fall from your hand over there, sham, the yavo gam kain lasuye mi Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, now you pull it back, now it's really a full akira from the Rishus HaRabim, this slanty wall over here, that is considered the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore that would be bringing it back from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid, and therefore the rabbis have to make a gzeir over here, even if you're still holding on to it. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Dalet. We're talking about that it rested on this slanty wall. V'davka kishirabim mechasun alav. Only if this wall is used publicly by people and they put things on this wall. Ha'lav ha'chi heavy karmelis. Otherwise, this would not have the status of Rishus HaRabim. It would have the status of a karmelis. V'kivon de'egdo biyodo. And in that situation, since the end is in your hand, shari levi yuaslo b'kisvi ha'kodesh l'kuliyama. Then everybody would say, in regards to kisvi ha'kodesh, you would be allowed to go and pull it back. That would not be a problem. The ayin in the Bir Halacha, he says, the Bir Halacha, he discusses this further. And if you look in over here, the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskil, Be'inyon Shenochalov, he says, ayin in the Morgan Avram, Masha Hetik B'Shema Tosos. This opinion that we brought down over here is actually the Morgan Avram based upon Tosos. But he says, if you look in the Chidushi Rashba, he brings over there in the name of the Ramban that he disagrees with Tosos. And his opinion is, even if this slanty wall is not used by the Rabbim, it is still called Mikri Hanocha B'Rishus HaRabim. It has the halachic status of B'Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, Achein Hu Kosav Dimistavra Kedivri HaTosos. But he ends up saying that the halacha is like over here Tosos. Ayin Shom in the Morgan of Ram. He does bring down that in the Chidushi HaRitva, he holds over here more like the Ramban over here that argues with Tosfos. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tezvav. He writes, if it hasn't reached the ground, we're talking here now, Shelo Higia La'oretz, in the situation over here where there is no slanty wall, in the Tirshu footnote number 4, the diagram over there, in this situation, Ba'afilu Yeshra Kimlo Machat Be'novin Oretz. According to the Mechaber, even if there's just a hairbreadth space, just like a needle space over here between the end of the scroll and the ground, even if it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, just a hairbreadth above the ground, kivon shelo noch mamash al aretz, since it's not literally on the ground, v'tolui b'yavir, it's still technically called hanging in the air. Lo mikri anocha, according to Mechaber, this is not called resting on the ground, and therefore, for golo it's low, you're allowed to go pull it back. He says, v'davko b'kisvei hakodesh mekilonon. Well, this is also only a heter over here when you're dealing with kisvei hakodesh, because of bizoyon kisvei hakodesh. Avol b'shar dvarim, but with all other items over here, in this situation, kol shegiya la'avir ha'asar tefachim, if it's reached within 10 tefachim of the ground, shu avir rishus harabim, which now makes this airspace to be rishus harabim, af shalunach, even though it hasn't rested on the ground, it's in the airspace, also l'avir ha'atzlow. There's no concern over here of bizoyon kisvei kodesh, because we're not dealing with kisvei kodesh, so the rabbis instituted a gezer over here, and the gazrinon, shemo yipo kulo la'aretz, because it may totally fall to the ground, and you may forget, biavo gam kein lasu yitzlo, and you'll pull it back, and that will be an issa deraisa, so the rabbis instituted over here, even when you're holding it, an issa derabanan. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, in the name of the Evan Ozer, the base mayor, and the Nar Shalom, and Kolshikin Ladas Hagro, the makeup and offal the Carmelis ala Oretz, as you can see in the Sharet Zion Osyud Beis, there are these opinions, Yesh Mekilin Bazet, that are more lenient over here and do allow you to go and pull it back. That's when it's Beholzeh Ba'avir Shusarabim, if it's within the 10 Tvachim airspace of the Shusarabim. However, Avalam Nofal La'avir Carmelis, but it falls into the Avir of a Carmelis, then Mutal Kuliyam, everybody agrees, La'vio Etzlo, you're allowed to go retract it, roll it back, Kivan She'egdo Adayim Yodo, as long as you're still holding on to the other end. Finally, Sivkot and Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, you are allowed to pull it back, go La'etzlo, and the Bir Agra, Cholik Azeh, the Vilna Gaon argues with this, if it's above the ground. The kol shegiya tok shlosha, as I pointed out, we have a principle of lavud, and anything within 3 tefachim of the ground is considered halachically like it's on the ground. We've had many ramifications of this din. So the Vilna Gaon says over here it's the same thing. When you're between 3 and 10 tefachim, so then the rules that we just talked about apply over here. But if you're within 3 tefachim of the ground, tok shlosha samuch la'aretz, choshuv kemunach al'aretz. The Vilna Gaon would say that that's considered already if it's on the ground, and all of the restrictions of it, noch al'aretz, would apply over here. And the Mishnah Berurah says, ayin the bir halacha, he just discusses this a little bit more in the bir halacha, dibra maskol golulo etzlo, where he says, the Vilna Gaon, his opinion is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, his das is kidas Rabbeinu Chananel v'Ramban. The Vilna Gaon is basing it upon the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ramban, shehuva barav magid, they're found in the Magid Mishnah, in the Rambam, and he says, go look over there for further details. And finally, the Chofetz Chaim explains over here, the das ha-mechaber, shelo hivi calls that, is pasha. The Mechaber's opinion is very simple, and it's based upon the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam, and they all say over here that the maskana of the Gemara in Erevin is ladina, that the Svilu Kimosha Kosa Rashba, Bishema Rav Haigon, the after Kamar Gemara Tanya Kavasi the Rav Chilkia, even though a Braisa is brought in support of the Shita of Rav Chilkia, nevertheless, from the Braisa Rishona is Mashma not like Rav Chilkia. Look over there in the Gemara, and he says that the Sugi in the Gemara in Erevin is Mashma the Nokto Ledina Kimaskonos Rova, the Chula Rav Yehudi, that we don't pass in like this opinion of Rav Chilkia over there, and he concludes, the Lo Zocha Agmora Divri Tanakama Klau, the opinion of the Tanakama is not included over here, and that's why the Mechaber held Stam over here, that as long as it hasn't touched the ground and you're still holding on to it, you're allowed to roll it back. With that, we conclude Simon Shin Nun Beis and today's Shir.